I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. It's hour two of the nation, and it's time now for Zach Wolchuk's football fix. C-notes coming up in 20 minutes. Argentina and England scoreless at the half. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, let's go ahead and get our fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation. No, I got to get my fix, man.
It's out. They've done it. The wide receivers list is out. We've got two. Sports Illustrated's pumped one out, and then the Jeremy Fowler list is also out today, which we've been going through for the last couple of weeks, as the execs, the coaches, the scouts, they're ranking all the top NFL wide receivers for 2026. So, who do you guys think came in at numero uno?
For me, it would be the Bengal.
Jamar?
Yep.
Jamar Chase?
Yeah, I think Jamar Chase is that dude.
Ding, 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 ding. He indeed is number one on the list, highest ranking one. Did not receive a lower ranking than three. So that's one of the better splits that we've seen. Last year he was one, so that's back-to-back years. He dominated the voting. It was an unprepared rookie corner on an island, earning around 70% of the first place votes, despite finishing third in catches, writes Fowler. One head coach said he's the best I've gone against. He can break it for 80 at any time. Another veteran NFL coach said he showed over the past 2 years or so that he can play inside, outside, since he moves him around more and more, and he's gotten even better as the ultimate chess piece.
And he's done it with a lot of Burrow being injured.
He has. You know, he's quarterback-proof.
He is.
Two.
He is.
Justin Jefferson.
Oh,
his LSU teammate. So both Tigers, 1-2 on the list. Highest ranking, 1 for Jay Jetta. Lowest ranking was 5. So 1-2 is the same as a year ago. Number 3 is where we get somebody different.
Can I just point this out real quick? Justin Jefferson, 8,480 receiving yards, the most for any player in his first 6 seasons in NFL history.
Yeah.
He has
6 straight 1,000-yard campaigns, size Randy Moss. He's been unreal.
Only J.J. McCarthy could make that guy not look that good.
Yeah, and he seems fed up with J.J. McCarthy. So, Kyler, I hope you get that guy the football. At number 3, we've got somebody that was not on the list last year.
Is this where Puka is?
Not Puka. Puka is on here. He's 4.
This is number 3?
3.
It's got to be your guy. It's Seattle, huh?
It's JSN.
Yeah.
JSN, highest ranking 1, lowest ranking was 7. He reminds me a lot of Cooper Kupp, says one NFL coordinator. Tremendous performance in 21 when Kupp was awesome. Only JSN's better on the outside than what Cooper Kupp was. I love his game. He's relentless. He's smooth. He's a competitor. He's not the elite outside player those top guys are, but he's close. He's super talented, says another AFC exec. Last year, JSN became the 4th player to lead the NFL in receiving yards and win the Super Bowl in the same year. He joined Drew Pearson, the original 88, Jerry Rice, and Cooper Kupp, the only ones to have done that. Puka was at 4. But then at number 5, we still have not gotten a Dallas Cowboy yet.
C.D. Lamb.
It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay.
St. Brown, highest ranking 2, lowest ranking unranked. Last year, he was 8 on this list. He's got a savvy knack for getting open. He plays faster than his timed speed, an NFL coordinator said. CD comes in at 6, and George Pickens comes in at 7.
Wow.
So the Cowboys have back-to-back receivers at 6 and 7 on the list. CD, highest ranking 3, lowest ranking unranked. He fell from 4 a year ago to 6. One NFC scout said with his ability to separate and make big plays, the attention he demands creates opportunities for others in the offense. He's still on the short list of guys who give you problems consistently. Another NFL coordinator said, I expect him to have a bounce back year. He was never quite the same last year off that ankle injury. Now, Pickens' highest ranking was 5. Lowest ranking unranked. Last year was not on this list. One coordinator said, it's Pickens. He has emerged. Voted him as the top receiver in the game. Another veteran NFL coach said, he's one of the best I've ever seen when it comes to the contested catch. There's such untapped ability there. It's just a consistency issue and where his head's at week to week. His 10.4 yards per target ranks second in the NFL, and his 227 yards after first contact per possession topped all receivers with 100 or more targets. So Cowboys are sitting with two top seven receivers. The Sports Illustrated list had CD a little higher. He had Pickens at seven. They had Pickens at seven, but they had CD at five. So where you thought he was, Dawson, with St. Brown at six. So they just had them flipped. But six and seven, and Pickens, I think right now is the deadline for him to sign a long-term deal. And he's now playing on the franchise tag, so he will officially be on the franchise tag, yeah. Courtesy of right now. As the Cowboys let us know, they're not negotiating a new deal. Jory Epstein put that out earlier today as well, that they'd have no intention of talking today. They didn't, but Pickens will officially now, based on this July 15th deadline, be playing on the tag.
You know, and I don't have any issue with the players that they put ahead of them. You know, I think even though maybe you got the worst possible way for this to fall, being 6'7", you know, you look at, I think you can look at Nacua, or you could look at Amon-Ra St. Brown and say, in other offenses, would they be able to produce like CeeDee Lamb, like Ja'Marr Chase, like Jefferson? I look at those players that operate in the Ram system differently. And then, I mean, Ben Johnson did such a hell of a job orchestrating that offense. I think there's still carryover from that is assisting Amon-Ra St. Brown. But just watching him play, that's a good comparison for CeeDee Lamb. Yeah. And I hope it's motivating for Lamb. You know, like the injury last year, sure, but the drops, you know, it wasn't the same kind of season for CeeDee Lamb as last year was. I think he has the talent in him to be in the conversation for the best receiver in the game.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what's interesting, though? If you look through that list, Philadelphia doesn't have anybody in that top 10.
Mm-mm. They had A.J. Brown at 9, but now you got Devontae Smith, who was an also receiving votes guy.
So where was nobody. Smith? Was Smith in the also receiving votes?
That was Devontae Smith.
If you're a Cowboy fan, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have any. You do not have. Philadelphia does not have a receiver that is in that top 10.
And the Giants had Malik Nabers as an honorable mention. Otherwise, you've got Terry McLaurin as an also receiving votes. So nobody else in your division has anybody, and you've got two in the top seven.
Wasn't it crazy they had Devontae Adams 10th though? Like,
I
still
did think
there
that was
off 700 yards.
700 yards, yeah.
But the touchdowns. I mean, he still is a big touchdown guy, but I'm with you. I mean, the honorable mentions, you had Tyreek Hill still on here. I was a little surprised Drake London seems like he's been getting a ton of hype this offseason. He was in the top 10 for the Sports Illustrated list. T. Higgins was not mentioned. Garrett Wilson, who was on here last year, was not mentioned. Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyreek Hill, Zay Flowers, Mike Evans. Those were the other guys that were honorable mentions. And Tedrone McMillan's a guy that I think is going to be on here very soon from the Carolina Panthers. We'll see which rookies emerge this year. Now, Stephon Diggs, you got a couple of teams that are interested in him. At least five teams, per Jeremy Fowler, have been checking in on Diggs nearly 2 weeks out from camp. Diggs produced 1,000 yards in New England coming off an ACL tear, and he only played about 55% of the snaps. That's pretty wild. He was so productive. But I do wonder if Washington, and I was listening to you guys talk about it yesterday, like they don't really have a lot outside of Terry McLaurin. Think Stephon Diggs, and he's from that area. That just makes a ton of sense, especially with this Brandon Ayuk stuff kind of going a little haywire. I could see the Commanders maybe bringing him in. But them, Baltimore, according to Fowler, feel like possibilities. He's from that area, went to the University of Maryland, and the Ravens, they have really made a living at times signing retread receivers who, like DeAndre Hopkins most recently. So those are two teams to watch, Baltimore and Washington, for Diggs. Stevie Johnson is the wide receiver coach there with the Buffalo Bills, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills,
This is hype-up season. It's Kool-Aid season, and it's hype-up season. They're hyping up Keon Coleman.
Well, they have to after they just completely degraded him.
I mean, it was bad. The owner there just totally crushed him. But they are saying that he is totally locked in. The maturity has taken a big step. He wants to learn things. He's open to constructive criticism. He's been asking more questions. Buy or sell. Year three is the breakout year for Keon Coleman in Buffalo.
I mean, I got to ask you guys this as ones who scouted him coming out. Like, how much did you like him?
I thought he was going to be really good.
I liked him, too.
I thought,
oh, really?
Not a big separator.
Size. He's super competitive.
Plays the ball
battles.
Well.
Battles. Yeah, this is a weird thing that he's not playing at a better clip than what he should be, because his Florida State film was actually really good.
Yeah, I thought he would have emerged already as like the wide receiver one there in Buffalo, and you'd be good. He'd be Josh Allen's number one target, and it just has not panned out that way.
Well, now they got DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Who will, you know, take up a little bit of attention defensively. Their tight ends, they get involved pretty well. I mean, Kincaid finally had a nice receiving season, so maybe he's got a chance here, and you got Joe Brady, who was the OC, but now he's the head man, probably even more control of the offense. So, I don't know. I think this is just hype-up season because they completely just tore him down. Yeah, the owner did.
I mean, part of me is surprised he was still there with the way that they talked about him. Like, I don't know how he could go back there. And if I were him, I probably wouldn't want to be. I would have demanded a trade. But he's there, and I hope for the best for him. Brandon Cook's our old buddy, who had the controversial play. Was it a catch? Was it an interception? He would like to go back to Buffalo. He is still a free agent. He says he's going to continue to process and get back on the field. He's happy with going back to Buffalo. That's where he'd like to be. That's the place he'd love to be. He says he wants to prove to them, have a full season with them, but they've got time for both sides to figure that out. He's going to be 33 years old. He knows he's running out of opportunities to win a Lombardi trophy for Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I think I'd probably pass. A couple years ago, I thought we saw Father Time get him pretty good.
He's definitely lost his speed.
Yeah.
Has there anybody been traded for more high picks than him?
No.
I mean, if you look
it was
at
a
all,
one, a one, a one.
You look at all the times that he's been moved, it's always been for a really high draft pick. There's always people that thought about him, you know?
Jalen Ramsey, maybe. But no, I think Cooks is that guy. I think he is. We stay in the AFC. Is this a laughable comment, or do you think that maybe Cincinnati's finally got this down? Here's Orlando Brown Jr. with a pretty confident call that he's making in July about their offensive line.
I really think, you know, and I say this confidently, man, I really feel like we got the best pass protection unit in the NFL. There isn't a lot of groups that, you know, I think could – come do what we do on a week-to-week basis and have the success that we've had, man, especially with the circumstances. You know, as you guys know, pass protection is the hardest thing to do in the sport, in my opinion, probably outside of a few other things like playing quarterback and man-to-man coverage at corner outside. But the glaring mistakes as an offensive lineman are always massive, you know, compared to other positions because you know, the quarterback is normally the moneymaker and the most important guy on the team. But our unit is so strong in pass protection, man.
He might be on to something. Dalton Risner was really good for them at right guard. Amarius Mims is a player that they think is going to take another step at right tackle. He's super young, still at 23. But they drafted Dylan Fairchild, who was a rookie last year, and he stabilized that left guard spot for them. I just kind of always assume Cincinnati, they've got offensive line problems. Ted Karras was a center that they paid in free agency that was kind of up and down a year ago. But, I mean, if he's right and they kind of settle in, man, with Joe Burrow and the weapons they have on offense, they did spend a lot of money. They bring in Dexter Lawrence, Boye Mafe. They draft Cassius Howell to try and improve the defense. Like, Burrow's been talking it up. This is the best team he's been on since he won that national championship at LSU. Maybe Cincinnati is a legit contender this year if that all clicks for them along the offensive line.
But I feel like people have projected that for about the last 3 years, like since they've been in the Super Bowl. And I know they went out and they got Dexter Lawrence, and they brought in some help defensively, but it's still a cupboard is bare type of situation. And I don't think that, you know, certainly running the ball and playing great defense is more important than ever.
Yeah.
And you're trying to win this thing like a quarterback and great wide receivers is still enough. Like, you don't need to run it, you know? Everybody knows you have to run it and be able to stop the run now. And there was a period of time in the NFL that ended about 5 years ago where you could do that. But teams got smart and said, holy crap, they're going to let us run it. You know, and if they're daring you to run it, let's run it at them. So yeah, I think the Bengals are one of those unsolved mysteries to me, why every year for the last 5 years people are projecting greatness on this roster that's clearly very average.
It's just like, I'm such a Joe Burrow believer. If he's healthy, then I'd still lean like they are a contender. But yes, their running game does need to, like, and he's even talking just specifically pass protection. I think there still are big questions there with the running game. And if they get into a game where they got to go ahead and grind it out, you know, you're up, can you preserve a lead? I think that'll be a question with Cincinnati. Bob Sala, who is in San Francisco, now the head coach with the Tennessee Titans, was speaking with NBC Sports Bay Area's Matt Malko at the American Century Championship Golf Tournament, and he is giving a lot of praise to former Texas Longhorn Alfred Collins at defensive tackle. Now, they drafted a lot up front last year. They took Michael Williams in the first round, Alfred Collins in the second, C.J. West in the fourth. I was a big Alfred Collins fan. He said, quote, "It's a shame Michael's season got cut short, but Collins is going to be the biggest surprise of the class. Alfred, I know he was a second-round pick and all, but he's still probably the biggest surprise to me in terms of just how much better he got from training camp. He thinks he's going to break out as the season went on. I really think he's going to be special. His mindset to get better, his work ethic, he's only going to get better, and when it triggers for him, he's going to be a bear to stop." We just get a
Jude
Bellingham again.
Let me see here.
Oh, no, he crossed it in.
Oh, no, it was the left wing. Walker, I think. Man City, sub.
1-0.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful ball.
Nice cross. Good finish.
So I'm hopeful. I mean, Alfred Collins, a player that I loved a lot, Texas kid. We'll see. I mean, that'd be kind of scary because they did add Osa Digizua. If those guys can all end up stepping up,
yeah,
that front for San Francisco, if they can stay healthy, all of a sudden you thought they lost a lot of talent, and they did. They waved goodbye to a lot of high-priced veteran free agents. Maybe they restocked, and that is not good, as that division is freaking nasty in the NFC West.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
And my bad, that's Anthony Gordon. He has 4 goals and 25 international appearances and now has tallied for England here in the semifinal to give them a lead against Argentina. Okay, we're coming back with the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening is next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.